Address to a haggis. Fair fa, your honest sonsy face, great chieftain o' the puddin' race, aboon them a' ye tak your place, painch, tripe or therm, weel are ye wordy o' a grace as lang as my arm. The groaning trencher there ye fill, your hurdies like a distant hill, your pin would help to mend a mill in time o' need, while through your pores the dews distill like amber bead. His knife, see rustic labour dight, and cut ye up wi' ready slight, trenching your gushing entrails bright like ony ditch, and then, oh, what a glorious sight, warm reeking, rich. Then horn for horn they stretch and strive, they'll take the highmost, on they drive, till all their weel-swallied kites belive are bent like drums. Then old Gidman may's like to reeve, bethank it, hums. Is there the hour his French ragout, or oleo that would star sue, or fricassee would macker spew wi' perfect sconner, looks down wi' sneering scornful view on sic a dinner? Poor devil! See him, our is trash, as feckless as a withered rash, his spindle shank a good whiplash, his neave a nit, through bloody flutter field to dash, oh how unfit. But mark the rustic haggis fed, the trembling earth resounds his tread, clapping his wally neave a blade, he'll mak it whistle, and legs and arms and hands will sneed like taps a thristle. Ye powers wha make mankind your care, and dish them out their bill of fare, all Scotland wants nae skinking ware that jops in luggies. But if ye wish her grateful prayer, gie her a haggis!